Hello, and welcome to Anecdote, a conversation in which everyone is talking, but no one is listening. Except for you. Today, we'll be looking into the story of Tanya Marie Hill, a 27-year-old Six Nations woman who was found dead in her bedroom on Sunday, March 5th, 2011. The police said it was alcohol poisoning. Her family said it was murder. Tanya was supposed to go back to her home community near Brantford, Ontario on Saturday, March 4th, 2011. The last text Tanya's mother received from her was on Friday, telling her mother she was ready to be picked up. It was 5 a.m. on Sunday when Tanya's cousin, with whom she'd had drinks with the night before, along with Tanya's partner and a friend, found Tanya dead on the laminate floor of her bedroom. The office of the Chief Coroner of Ontario claimed her death was caused by acute alcohol poisoning because of her blood alcohol count reportedly being 0.450 milligrams, a fatal level. The office of the Chief Coroner of Ontario also stated that there was no indication of intent. However, these claims and statements don't line up with many of the other aspects of the case. It was 5 in the morning on a Sunday in Ontario. Skylar woke up to the sound of the mail slot hitting the door. She ended up going to her cousin Tanya's bedroom to check on her, and what she saw was quite the shock. On the cold laminate floor of Tanya's bedroom lay Tanya, unmoving, unbreathing, dead. Blood and dents splattered the walls, and a blood-drenched layer lay on the floor as well. Tanya was nearly naked, with only her white tank top and blue sweatshirt still on, but they were pulled up over her head. The coroner's report suggests that Tanya's partner approached Hamilton police and seemingly confessed to killing her. In the coroner's investigation statement, which noted the history of domestic violence in their relationship, it said, quote, "On the day of discovery, the deceased's boyfriend apparently attended to a police station and indicated, 'My girlfriend was killed last night,'" end quote. Eventually, Tanya's death was ruled accidental and not requiring further investigation. Welcome to this brief mid-roll, where I would like to thank Van City for graciously donating mics to the class to record these episodes. If you want to learn more about Van City and what they do, visit www.vancity.com. That's www.vancity.com. And now, back to the case of Tanya Marie Hill. Where is the case now? Well, the Hamilton Police Service is not conducting and has no plans to conduct a criminal investigation into Tanya's death as it was ruled accidental. Her family strongly disagrees with that conclusion. They believe there is evidence of a struggle and that the police service didn't want to properly investigate. Quote, "I don't know why they investigate. To me, they just didn't want to do the paperwork," end quote. Tanya is now resting in peace behind the Oklahoma Onondaga Longhouse in the Six Nations community. And that is where the story forcibly and unjustly comes to an end. Tanya's untimely demise and then ignorance and dismissal by the authorities is not unlike what many other Indigenous families go through today. As much as we wish against it, more cases like this will come up. only to get ignored and or dismissed by authorities because the victim and their family is Indigenous. This is not okay by any means, and things need to change. If you want to see change for the better for Indigenous people and their families, sign petitions on change.org or other petition websites. You can also help by donating to charities that help out with Indigenous communities like Urban Native Youth Association. You can also visit cbc.ca/missingandmurdered if you want to learn more about the many other cases like Tanya's. Thank you for listening to Anecdote, the conversation in which everyone is talking, but no one is listening, except for you.